Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the Parents' Bill of Rights is common sense legislation.
The right to know what's being taught in your schools and to actually see it. The right to be heard and not sued for asking. The right to see your school budgets and to understand how they're spending the money. The right to protect your child's privacy and for the teacher not to be the parent. The parent is always the parent. And the right to be updated on any violent activity at the school.
It was left to others to fill in the details. Freshman Florida Republican Aaron Bean referred to his own state, which last year passed the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. It bans any instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through the third grade. This year, Florida Republicans will attempt to expand the prohibition through the eighth grade.
And I was part of the state legislature last year in the free state of Florida, where we had an empowering bill that really should be titled, Let Kids Be Kids. There's just a small window where kids have that innocence and let them enjoy it. And in fact, let's let them learn colors and addition and reading. We don't have time to learn anything that's inappropriate. So we passed that bill, and that is the start of a revolution.
LGBTQ youth and their supporters said the Florida legislation stigmatizes students who are already at higher risk of depression, bullying, and self-harm, including suicide. The Republican Forum heard from a Fairfax, Virginia mother of four who said that virtual instruction during the pandemic opened her eyes and those of other parents to what their children were being taught.
We were dismayed and appalled at the adult subject matter that was not only on the bookshelves, easily accessible on the bookshelves of taxpayer-funded libraries, but also being forced upon them in the classroom.
This fall, many Florida elementary school classrooms stripped their libraries of books for fear of falling afoul of the Don't Say Gay law, and an earlier law passed in 2021 banning the teaching of critical race theory. Critical race theory is not taught in elementary schools, but some teachers now fear discussion of race or racism. The Parents' Bill of Rights proposal comes as the House Judiciary Committee has opened an investigation into the Justice Department and Department of Education for what Republicans contend is the mistreatment of parents who protested what they labeled woke school board policies. The National Education Association said in reaction to the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy would rather seek to stoke racial and social division and distract us from what will really help our students thrive, an inspiring, inclusive, and age-appropriate curriculum that prepares each and every one of them for their future. For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandary.